The death toll from yesterday's bombings in Sri Lanka has risen to 290, with at least 500 people left wounded. Among the dead, it was revealed this afternoon, are now two Australians. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says they were members of the same family and living in the country at the time.
Out of respect for the family, I can't provide any further details about those two individuals, other than to say we deeply regret these deaths and we extend our deepest and most sincere sympathies to the family.
He says another two Australians were injured and are in a stable condition. The attacks were on two churches and four hotels in and around Colombo, and on a third church in the northeast. It's the country's worst violence since the civil war ended a decade ago. Harsha De Silva is an MP in Colombo and was one of the first at the site of the attacks yesterday. Thank you so much for your time.
I'm glad to be here.
A 12-hour nationwide curfew was lifted this morning. What's the atmosphere like in Colombo now?
This morning, I went to visit the St. Anthony's Church in Cochicade, where there would have been close to 60, 70 casualties. We spoke to the parish priest there and told him, look, we will do everything we can to try and reconstruct the place as soon as we possibly can. And also we promised to take care of all the funeral expenses of those people who died. Then we proceeded to the Nigambo Church, Katwana Church, St. Sebastian's, which was an absolute horrific scene there, because 102 people perished in that church. It's a mass funeral. Almost every house around that church had white flags, black flags, and people were getting ready to start burying their dead starting later today. Some body parts were not identified, so the government analysts were running DNA tests on those people. It was a very, very, very emotional, very sad Easter Monday here in Colombo and in Sri Lanka.
Who was behind yesterday's attacks? Our Prime Minister was asked today. Of course, he's not in Sri Lanka, but he gets security briefings and he says, we can't speculate, we don't know. Do you know any more?
I think it's becoming clearer now that there is some group behind this, extremist group who targeted Catholic churches. And also the three hotels, I think, because they advertised Easter brunch. And lots of people gathered there to have a good breakfast. And bombs went off in the restaurants while these people were having breakfast, or brunch, whatever. So there has to be a lot that we still need to find out, I believe the evidence that is surfacing now is pointing towards an extremist terrorist group that wanted to create chaos here, targeting Catholics.
You haven't named that group. Can you name that group for us?
Well, I cannot name it because I'm not officially, sanctioned to do so. But the name, National Tawhid Jamatullah, something like that, is the one that the intelligence mentioned were planning on an attack. So we believe that there is some truth in that, and I'm hoping that the defense establishment would name these people once and for all so we all know who we are dealing with.
10 days before the attacks on April 11, Sri Lanka's police chief issued an intelligence alert warning that suicide bombers planned to hit prominent churches. How seriously was it taken?
This is the million-dollar question. I mean, in my view, the entire set of officials, including the Inspector General of Police must be fired. And then, you know, where did this information go? I am a minister. I was not told. My prime minister was not told. The archbishop was not told. I mean, it is common sense if there was some planned attack on churches, that those churches be provided a security. But this is a colossal lack in sharing of intelligence. Or it is not that the intelligence wasn't there. It seems now that the intelligence was there. So if the intelligence was there, what action was taken to ensure this heinous crime didn't go through? So I have many questions that need answers.
Harsha, I'm so sorry for what's happened in your country, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Harsha De Silva is a senior government minister and an MP for the District of Colombo in Sri Lanka. And of course, news this afternoon, devastating news that two Australians have also died in those attacks. It's two Australians that were living in Sri Lanka at the time, but Australian citizens, and also two other Australians have been injured. And I don't know if there'll be more, but just a heartbreaking story that we've been covering here at the ABC. And of course, you will hear more updates in ABC News bulletins. This is RN Drive.